Okay, Rav Schlesinger Shlita has come back from Europe, from being with his Rebbe, but he came back last Friday, so Thursday night there was no shir. So we're going to, instead of giving over Rav Schlesinger shir, like to, in preparation for the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, like to say over something that I saw in the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, from Rav Yitzchak Hutner Zitzal on Shavuos. As I was going through the Sefer to find an appropriate thought, I saw everything Rav Hutner writes is very deep, very complicated. I tried to take out perhaps one of the simpler ones, and hopefully we'll be able to share that with everyone. Rav Hutner begins with a Gemara in Masech de Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches, where the Gemara says that Shavuos, we find, has a lot to do with the number three. Dorish Ahu Glila, this person from the Galilee, he said a drasha, a later of Chizda, by Rav Chizda, and he said he made the following blessing. Brich Rachmana, blessed is Hashem, the Yoevlon Orion Tilisoi, he gave us a Torah of three. La'am Tilisoi, to a nation of three. And he gave it, we know that Klal Yisrael, the men separated from the women for 3 days before Kabbalah Satorah. At the end of those 3 days, he also gave the Torah. Everything has to do with the number three. Now, what does it mean he gave a Torah of three? So Rashi says it means Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. We know the Torah Sheba Biksav is divided into three parts. There's the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Then there are the Svarim of the Navi, Yeshaya, Yirmiyo, Yecheskel, the Treyoser, the various Nevi'im. And then we have Ksuvim. Ksuvim includes Tehillah, Mishle, Eiv, Koheles. This is all included in Ksuvim. So, and he gave this Torah that's divided in three parts, he gave it over to a nation of three. That's simple. Kohanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim. That there's three parts of the Jewish people. So on a superficial level, you would think that what's the difference between Levi'im and Ksuvim? That each one is a revelation of Hashem. Hashem revealed himself, except by Levi'im, he revealed himself in a greater amount than Ksuvim. Just like by in Chumash, but to Moshe was the greatest Navi that ever lived, the Rambam tells us. So Moshe, it says, saw Bas Baklar Yahameira, which means his reception was Lahavdil, when you have different kinds of televisions or screens, and one has a very clear reception and one's not so clear. Lahavdil, Elif Avdolis, that was the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, was a crystal clear Nevuah. The other Nevi'im, they had a reception, but it wasn't so crystal clear. And Ksuvim was even a lower revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you would think on a superficial level. However, Rav Hutner understands it differently. Rav Hutner understands, just like Kohen, Levi, Yisrael are three separate parts of Klal Yisrael, so too Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. It's not just that one is greater than the other, but each one, in fact, is a separate entity into itself. Just like a Levi is different than a Kohen is different than a Yisrael is different than the other two. The same thing. Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim is a separation. There, and we have to understand, that's why this person from the Galilee made a bracha. We bless Hashem that he gave us a Torah that has these three separate parts to it. And we have to really understand what is the difference exactly between the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That's what Rav Hutner wants to explain in this mimer. Now, the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim, we find, is relevant to two areas in Halacha. One, the first area is on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we say Malchius, Zichronos, and Shoifres, right? We say Hashem is the Melech. We say Hashem remembers everything we do, whatever mankind does, a whole throughout the history of mankind, he remembers. And Shoifres, we make him a Melech by blowing the shofar. And for each of these three aspects, again, the number three, Malchius, Zichronos, Shoifres, we mention 10 psukim from Tanakh. And what we have is three, we're not allowed to say all 10 from Navi. We say four from Chumash, three from Ksuvim, and then three from the Neviim. That's a, you can't say all from Ksuvim, you can't say all from Chumash, can't say all from Neviim. You have four from Chumash, then three from Ksuvim, and then three from the Neviim. The second place that it makes the difference, Neviim or Ksuvim, is Haftorah. We know that there was a period in Jewish history where the Melech made a gzeira that Klal Yisrael is not allowed to lane, is not allowed to read weekly like we do the Parsha of the week in the Sefer Torah. And the king hoped that he would destroy Klal Yisrael, taking away their right to lane from the Sefer Torah. So what did they do at that time? They would take a portion of the Navi, which had some connection to the Parsha, so that when people would hear the Navi being read, they would remember what the Parsha is all about. And today, even though today we read the Parsha, we still keep the minig of reading from the Haftorah from the Navi. Was any Haftorah ever made from Tehillim, which is also Ksuvim? No, it's only from Yeshaya, from Yecheskel, from Yirmiyahu, Treyoser, but not from Ksuvim. And Rav Huttner brings an interesting thing that we find. He brings down a Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Chav Dalet. Tosfos says that there was a custom which we don't have today, that at Mincha on Shabbos they would read from Ksuvim. We have the minhag, which we still have today, to read by Shacharis, between Shacharis and Musaf. When we read the Parsha, we read the Haftorah from the Navi. They used to have a minhag, which we don't have anymore, that at Mincha time, they would read from Ksuvim. They would read from Mishlei, from Koheles, from Tehillim. Very interesting thing. So why is it that by Shacharis they would read only from the Navi, not from Ksuvim? And by Mincha, they would read only from the Ksuvim and not from the Navi. So he explains these ideas in the following way. He brings down Tosfos and Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, asks a question that very often when the Gemara quotes from the Chumash and from the Navi and from the Ksuvim, they say, for example, if I remember correctly, Rav Huttner doesn't bring this down, but the Gemara says, from the Chumash and from the Navi and from Ksuvim, we know that a person has his shidduch, his zivug, is, like it says, Me Hashem Yatza Adover. That's the pasuk by Rivka, that Hashem is the one who makes shidduchim. That's what the Gemara says. What does Hashem do a whole day? He makes shidduchim. There was a certain queen came to the Amoira and said, you know, that's what he's busy with. I mean, that anybody could do that. So he told her, okay, you do it. So she took 1,000 slaves and 1,000 maids that she had, and she put them together. You marry this one, you marry that one. And then the next day, she saw this person's eye was bashed in and this person's nose was broken. They were fighting all day. And she said, I see what your Hashem does. Very important work. So we have, in the Gemara tells us, we know this from the Chumash, we know it from the Navi, and we know it from the Ksuvim. Here, by Malchi, Zichron Shoifres, we start with Chumash, then we go to Ksuvim, and then we go to the Neviim. Why do we do that? The way the order is, in there are 24 books of the Tanakh. It's Torah Tanakh, stands for Tav Torah, Nun Navi, Chaf Ksuvim. So we should go in order. And here we don't. We go out of order. We start with Chumash, but then we go to, from Teksuvim, and then we go to Navi. Why do we do that? So Tosfos answers that they made it this way because we have another concept which is called Malin B'Kodesh V'Loy Maridin. We always go up in holiness. So the Chumash, I guess, which is the basis of everything, that we start off with. That's the most important thing. But afterwards, when we go to Nevi'im and Ksuvim, there we start off with Ksuvim because we want to go up in holiness. So we go from Ksuvim to the Nevi'im. That's what Tosfos answers. What do you see clearly from Tosfos? Which one is more important than the other? Navi is more important than Ksuvim. That's why in the 10th Psukim of Malchi Zecharin Shreifris, we start with Chumash, but then we go to the lowest one, which is Ksuvim, and then we build up to the higher one, which is Navi. So the Magen Avram asks a contradiction. Who gives this answer? The Run, Rabbeinu Nissim. The Run says, we know that you're not supposed to put a lower Sefer on top of a higher Sefer. For example, you don't put a Tehillim on top of a Chumash. You put a Chumash on top of a Tehillim. What about you have a Sefer Yeshaya and a Tehillim? Which one should go in front of, on top of the other one? So we would say, if Navi is more important than Ksuvim, so Yeshaya is a Navi and Ksuvim, a Tehillim is Ksuvim. You should put the Yeshaya on top of the Tehillim. And the Run says, no, they're both equal. So this is the question. The Run just said that why do we go with the 10 psukim, ksuvim, and then navi? Because we're going up. Malin b'kodesh. We go up in holiness, not down. And here the Run says, when it comes a question, which sefer do you put on the other? He says you could either put the tillim on the Yeshaya, or you could put the Yeshaya on the tillim. They're both equal in holiness. Make up your mind. Is one greater, or are they both equal? This is a contradiction that the Magen Avraham asks. So Rav Huttner wants to give an answer in the following way. And he says, the first hanocha that he calls it, the first idea to get an answer to these questions is the following. That the Navi, when Yeshaya, Yirmiyo, Yecheskel, all the Nevi'im, when they said their Nevuah, they were sent by Hashem to deliver this inspiration to the Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael had to hear a certain message, whether the Churban was going to come, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, before the Churban, after the Churban. The Navi was sent with a specific message to the Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, the word Navi, says Rav Huttner, comes from the expression Niv Svasayim, which means the movement of the lips. The Navi's mouth is talking. He's giving over to Klal Yisrael. He's not sending out an email, right? There was no email. But he's verbal. He gathered the Bnei Yisrael together and he gave a drasha in front of the Bnei Yisrael. Niv Svasayim. His mouth was moving. Nevuah. That's what the word Nevuah means. So it was only later that the words of the Navi were written down. However, by Ksuvim, they were David HaMelech, Hashem didn't tell David HaMelech, go tell Klal Yisrael, tell him. He didn't gather the Jews around and say, Ashrei HaIsh, and begin to say, tell him. It was written down. It was Ksuvim. Ksuvim means written. But it wasn't a nevuah that was first said verbally and then written down on the sefer. From the beginning, it was only made to be written down. What to me, I don't understand, it's a pella, that Rav Huttner doesn't bring down a famous Gemara, which it seems to say exactly what he's saying. The Gemara tells us how many Nevi'im did Klal Yisrael have in their history. So the Gemara says there was double the amount of Jews that came out of Mitzrayim. So we don't know what the Gemara is referring to. If the Gemara is referring to 600,000 men between the ages of 20 to 60, so it means double, means there were 1,200,000 Nevi'im. The Gemara might mean men, women, and children. If the Gemara means men, women, and children, there were 3 million men, women, and children who came out of Mitzrayim. If there were 3 million, and how many Nevi'im do we have? Double. How many came out of Mitzrayim is 6 million. And yet, how many do we find in Tanakh? We find a total of 55 Nevi'im and Nevi'os, 48 male Nevi'im and 7 women Nevi'os that are written down. And the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph, tells exactly, Rashi over there says, exactly who are the 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os, 55 altogether. So the Gemara asks if there were 1,200,000, or there were 6 million in the history of the B'nai Yisrael. So why do we only have 55 written down? The Gemara answers, Nevuah shehutzrucha l'dayreis nechtava. And Nevuah that was necessary for future generations was written down. Ushalai hutzrucha l'ay nechtava. If it wasn't necessary, it wasn't written down. Rashi says that if there was some tshuva oy hayra, there was something that Hashem said, this is not only for the generation of Yirmiyahu. The Jews in America in 2011, in Tufshin Ayin Aleph, they will also need to hear these words of Yirmiyahu. There's a message for future generations. If it was only a message for that generation, that was the 1,200,000 Nevi'im. That was the 6 million Nevi'im. Which ones were written down? 48 and 7, 55 were written down. Those are the Nevi'im who had a message also for future generations. So here's what Rav Huttner says is clearly written here. Nevuah shehutzrucha l'dayreis nechtava. Shaloi hutzrucha l'dayreis, shaloi hutzrucha l'ay nechtava. If it start, it was a nevuah that started out being said to that generation. If it had a message for future generations, then it was written down. Rav Huttner doesn't bring this Gemara. I don't know why. It's like this Gemara is like would fit in perfectly with what Rav Huttner is saying. Anyway, be that as it may, so Rav Huttner is making here a clear distinction between nevuah and ksuvim. Nevuah is nivsvasayim, speech, which was later written down, as we explained, because future generations needed to hear the same message. However, ksuvim, to begin with, David HaMelech was not told to tell it to Klal Yisrael. He was just told to write it down, and it became part of ksuvim. And he says a beautiful thing now, Rav Huttner. If you remember, when Mirchem will come Rosh Hashanah, and you'll daven from the Machzor, and you'll look in the Machzor, you'll see this, it says, when it quotes the 3 psukim from the Navi in the 10 psukim, by Malchi is the Chorayim Shai, it says, Va'al yidei avodecho ha-Nevi'im kosov leimor. And through your servants, the Nevi'im, it is written as follows. And it says 3 psukim. By the ksuvim, it doesn't say that. By the ksuvim, it says, uve divrei kachicha kosov leimor. We have the same thing in Kedusha. On Shabbos, Yontiv, we say Kedusha. It says, at the end of Kedusha, it says, V'divrei kachicha kosov leimor. So, in your words, in your ksuvim, it's written. So, when we met, then we say the 3 psukim of ksuvim. So, when we speak about the 3 psukim of Nevi'im, we could have also have said, V'divrei nevi'echa kosov leimor. In the words of your Nevi'im, it's written as follows. Just like v'divrei kachicha, in your holy words, kosov leimor. Why is there a change? So Rav Huttner says, very beautiful. Because as he just explained, it winds up that both are in a sefer. But how they got there are different. The Nevuah first started out with a speech. It was a verbal, oral transmission that the Navi spoke directly to the B'nai Yisrael. So therefore it starts off and says, Va'al yidei avodecha ha-Nevi'im, that first they were Nevi'im who spoke, and then kosov leimor, then it was written down. Whereas the ksuvim, there's no speech. Uvedivrei kachicha kosov leimor. So by the Nevi'im, by the ksuvim, it's only what was written down. So it fits in perfectly in the Lushan, in the language that we say during davening. Now, the Rush over there points out, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, points out that the Ksuvim are called Kodesh, Divrei Kedusha, as we just said, Uvedivrei Kachicha, in your holy words, Kasuv Leimar, Nevi'im are called Divrei Kabbalah. Words of Kabbalah is Lekabel, means to accept. So he explains, what is it? What are they accepting? Oh, so Rashi in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, Rav Huttner quote, says that the words of the Nevi'im were accepted by them as a mission. What was their mission? To go to the Bnei Yisrael and tell them what Hashem wanted them to hear. So that's why they're not referred to as Divrei Kedusha. They're referred as Divrei Kabbalah, because they were accepted by the Navi on a mission to tell the Bnei Yisrael what Hashem wanted. And as we explained, later on, they were written down. Oh, so Rav Huttner goes one more step. Rav Huttner says, Nevius prophecy, you find two sources of prophecy written down, which we in Chumash, you find two sources for prophecy. The pasuk says, "Ve'etnu l'cha es luchay sa'even." I'm going to give you, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to give you the tablets of the Aseres Adibras on made out of stone. V'hatorah, I'm going to give you the Torah. V'hamitzvah, and the commandment. Asher kasafti, which I wrote down. L'horosam, to teach you. So the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, takes each word of this pasuk and says it refers to something else. What does it refer to? Luchois, I'm going to give you the tablets. Elu aseres hadibros. That's the aseres hadibros. Torah, ze mikra. That's the chumash, mikra. Hamitzvah, zu mishneh. The commandment refers to the Mishnayis. Asher kasafti, that I wrote down, Elu Nevi'im uksuvim. That's the Nevi'im and uksuvim. L'horaisam, to teach them, Zu Gemara. This refers to the Gemara. So it comes out that when Hashem told Moshe, I'm going to give you what I wrote, what is he referring to? Two things, Nevi'im and uksuvim. And by the way, you see they're being put on the same level. Nevi'im and Ksuvim, both written down. Then, the second source for Nevuah is in Sefer Dvorim, where Hashem tells Moshe, and Moshe tells it over to the Bnei Yisrael. When Moshe says, when I'm going to die, what's going to happen in the future? In the future, Hashem's going to send you a different Navi. Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamoini. Yokim l'cha Hashem l'kecha. Hashem will make a Navi like me, chas v'shalom, not a Navi sheker, not a false Navi, but a Navi who keeps Taryag mitzvahs, and he's going to be like me. Hashem will appoint him as a Navi. And what does it say later in that parsha? It says later, v'nasati dvorai b'fiv v'deber aleihem. Hashem says, I'm going to put my words in his mouth, in the mouth of the Navi, and he will speak to the Bnei Yisrael. So it comes out, here we have two sources. One source is Asher Kasafti, what I wrote down. That's the Nevuah when it's written down. The second source is that a human being is going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, and what's going to be the mission of that human being? The mission is going to be, I'm going to put my words in his mouth. What is he going to do with the words? He's going to say those words over to the Bnei Yisrael. So says Rav Huttner, we asked the question before, is Nevi'im greater than Ksuvim, or is Nevi'im equal to Ksuvim? So Rav Huttner says, we asked it as a contradiction in the Run. The Run says, why do we start with Ksuvim and go up to Nevi'im? Because Malin B'Kaidish, you go from the lower to the higher. So you see, Nevuah is higher than Ksuvim. On the other hand, the same Run says you could take a Yeshaya, put it on a Tillim, or you can take a Tehillim and put it on Yeshaya. They're equal. Make up your mind. Is it equal or greater? Says Rav Huttner, it depends what you're speaking about. Are you speaking about the whole Sefer, or are you speaking about Psukim? If you're speaking about a Sefer, how do you make a book? How do you make a Sefer? By writing. The only way to make a Sefer is by writing it down. So when your question is, I'm taking one sefer and putting it on another. The bottom line is they're both written down, and for that they're equal to each other. So, because the question now is, this object called a book, this object called a sefer, which should I put on top of what? The whole sefer. That's what we learned out from the pasuk, Asher Kasafti. Elu Nevi'im Uksuvim. There the Nevi'im Uksuvim are equal. You could put one on top of the other. A Tillim on a Yeshaya and Tillim. The whole book is equal one to the other. But when I'm talking about in the temp sukim of Malchi, Zechronius, and Shifra, there I'm focusing on the psukim. The psukim are the words from the Sefer. The words from the Sefer. There, nevuah is higher than ksuvim. Because nevuah is not only the written part, it's also, it tells us that the written, how did the written word get there? First, a Navi said it to the B'nai Yisrael. So that, and with that, you fulfill the other pasuk. What's the other pasuk? Navi mekir b'cha me'achecha kamoini. Yakim lecha Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem lekecha. Hashem's going to make a Navi like me, Moshe Rabbeinu says. And what's going to be the mission of that Navi? V'nasati dvorei b'piv v'dibar aleihem. That I'm going to put my words into his mouth, and he will speak to the B'nai Yisrael. So when you're looking at the words that were said by the Navi, you're not focusing on the object of the Sefer. There the Ran says, the words of the Navi are greater. You know why? Because not only is it written down, but it was also verbalized. It was also spoken to the B'nai Yisrael. The Tillim of David or the Mishlei of Shlomo HaMelech were never spoken to B'nai Yisrael. They were just written down. That's why it's greater. Oh, so now he says, why is it in fact that we do the Haftorah from the Navi, and we do the there was a minig by Mincha to do the Ksuvim from reading of Ksuvim by Mincha. Why is that? He says, very good. The Gemara tells us who established reading the Haftorah by Mincha. Reading the Haftorah by Shacharis. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Who established the minig of reading, which we don't do, of reading by Mincha? That was Ezra HaSofer. Ezra HaSofer. So when Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave us from Hashem the Torah, so when we couldn't read in the Torah anymore, what did we substitute? We substituted the Navi, which would be a substitute for Moshe Kamoini. Moshe said, Hashem will make a Navi that will be like me. So there, we're focusing on Moshe, Moshe's Takana. Moshe was the one who said that you have to read in the Torah Monday and Thursday and Shabbos at Mincha. Shabbos Shacharis, you shouldn't be 3 days away from Torah without water. The Torah is compared to water. You shouldn't be for 3 days without Torah. Moshe did it. So when I'm going to read, what am I going to read from? Haftorah, Navi, or Ksuvim? I'm going to read for Navi because that's the closest replacement of the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, which came through Moshe. The Navi is Kamaini. Moshe said, the Navi's like me. Whereas by Mincha, who made that Takana? That was Ezra HaSofer. Ezra HaSofer is the one who made sure everything is written down. His name is called Sofer. And Rav Huttner says that according to some opinions, he affected the writing. I think what he's referring to, he doesn't say exactly what, but we know that there are two types of alphabet. In one is called Ksav Ivri, and one is called Ksav Ashuri. And today, we don't use Ksav Ivri, we use Ksav Ashuri. Who was the one who changed that script? That was Ezra. So by Ezra, if you're remembering the Takana of Ezra, there your focus is on what's written, not on what is said. So he's going to come back to the beginning when he said that the person from the Galil made a bracha. Blessed are you, Hashem, that you gave us three separate parts to the Torah. He gave us Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So we're beginning to see already the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Ksuvim was just written down, and Nevuah was said first, and then it was later written down for the future generations. But he goes one step further. We find there's a Targum called Targum Yonason ben Uzziel. And Yonason ben Uzziel translated the Navi into this Aramaic Targum. And he said it over from Chagai Zechariah Malachi. And when he did this, it says, Eretz Yisrael, the whole land, shook 400 parsa by 400 parsa. That's the whole land shook. Yotza Baskoil Va'amra, a voice from heaven came out and said, Mihu Zeh Shegila Sisari Libnei Adam, who is it who revealed my secrets to people? Amad Yonason ben Uzziel al Raglov. Yonason ben Uzziel got up on his feet, Va'amar, and he said, Anihu, I am the one. Shegalisi Starechol Libnei Adam, I revealed your secrets to people. There were certain secrets of the Navi that Yonason ben Uzziel, when he translated it into Targum, he revealed those secrets. I'm the one. Said Yonason ben Uzziel, Golui v'yadul fanecha, it's revealed and known to you, Hashem. Shaloi l'chvoidi asisi, I didn't do this for my honor. V'lo l'chvoid beis abba, I didn't do it for the honor of my father's house. El l'chvoidcha asisi, I did it for your honor. Then it says, V'oid bikesh l'galois targum shel ksuvim. He wanted to translate also the ksuvim, Tehillim, Mishlei, Kehelis, etc. Yotza baskoil, a baskoil came out, V'omra, and said, Loi, to him, Dayoch, enough. No, don't go there. So the Gemara says, why not? If you already did the Nevi'im, why shouldn't he do the Ksuvim also? So the Gemara says, because in the Ksuvim, we have the revelation of when Mashiach is coming. And Rashi explains that that is written in Sefer Daniel. So if he would have translated into Aramaic, he would have brought out the secret of when Mashiach is coming. The Maral says, so good, let him translate the rest of Ksuvim and not translate Daniel. Why didn't he translate anything? Says the Maral that from here we see that all of Ksuvim have something to do with Mashiach. Even, let's say, Tehillim of David HaMelech, where at first glance you don't see anything there about Mashiach, and yet if you knew the translation and the secrets of the Tehillim, you would see it has related to Ksuvim, to Mashiach as well. So Rav Huttner explains this point and says as follows. When it comes to Mashiach, we know it's a secret. Yaakov wanted to reveal the Kates to his children. Hashem made him forget and he couldn't tell it over. There's a concept called Liba Lepuma Loigalia. What's in the heart is not verbalized by the mouth. The pasuk says, "Yoim nakum belibi." In my heart, there's a day of vengeance. In other words, all whatever's going to happen to the enemies of the Jewish people, that's all a secret in the heart of Hashem. So, and we're not supposed to reveal it until it comes the time. So Rav Huttner says, "When you, the heart means in thought." When from going from thought to revelation, so the most revealing one is mouth, speaking. Usually people don't talk to themselves. There are people who talk to themselves, but most of the time you talk to other people. Writing, very often you write down something. Most of the time you probably write for yourself. You have to write yourself a note to remember something. That's for yourself. So which one is more against keeping the secret? That's something you have to talk about. Something that you only have to write, there the secret is kept better. So that's why, where did Hashem put the secrets of Mashiach? He didn't put it in Nevuah, because that was too open. He put it in the Ksuvim. If it's only written, it's still close to your heart. It's not so revealed. Yonason ben Uzziel wanted to come along and make the Targum for Ksuvim. That would be going too close to danger to revealing the secrets. Where are the secrets kept? They're kept in that part of the Torah which is focusing on the written word. So we just said over that the Yonis ben Aziel wanted to translate. He translated Navi, and then he wanted to translate Ksuvim, and Hashem didn't let him because in Daniel it's written the secret of Mashiach, and Hashem didn't want that revealed. So, and the Maral says that even though it's only Daniel, this indicates that all of Ksuvim have a connection with Mashiach, and that's why Hashem didn't let Yonis ben Aziel write down the Targum of Ksuvim, because that would have revealed secrets of Mashiach. Rav Huttner explains why specifically are the secrets of Mashiach alluded to in the Ksuvim and not in Nevuah. And based on his whole mimer here, in Mimer Beis of Shavuos, Rav Huttner explains the basic difference between Ksuvim and Nevi'im is that Nevuah is Niv Svasayim. Nevuah is speech movement. It's a revealed speech, which later was written down for future generations. However, Ksuvim was never revealed to begin with. It was always written down. It was not a speech that the Navi delivered to the Bnei Yisrael. And now, since by Mashiach, it's an inyan of Liba Lepuma Legalia, that what Hashem has in his heart, when Mashiach is coming, how Mashiach is coming, what's going to happen to the enemies of Bnei Yisrael when Mashiach comes, that's all something that Hashem keeps as a secret in his heart. So which part of Torah, if we compare Nevi'im or Ksuvim, where should that secret be placed? It's placed in Ksuvim. Because since the definition of Nevuah is something that was first given orally and only later written down, so that which one is more the opposite of a secret? Something that's verbalized. You verbalize it to other people. When you write something down, most of the time you write a note for yourself. When you're speaking, most of the time, unless you always speak to yourself, most of the time you're speaking to other people. So when Hashem wanted to keep the secret of Mashiach in his writings, he left it in Ksuvim. He bedafka didn't leave it in Nevuah, because Nevuah is a total contradiction to the will of Hashem that Mashiach should be kept secret. What is not such a contradiction is the written word, because that is more secretive than the revealed word. So therefore, the secrets of Mashiach are put in Ksuvim. It's put in primarily in Sefer Daniel. And therefore, when Yonis ben Aziel wanted to translate the Ksuvim, Hashem says, Dayach. No, enough. You translated Nevuah already, but don't touch Ksuvim, because there I have the secret of Mashiach. So it comes out from this entire discussion, it comes out, now we understand what the person, the Galilee, the man from Galilee, Dorash Ahu Galila, he told Rav Chisda, Brich Rachmana, I have to make a bracha, I have to bless Hashem. The Yoiv Lon Orient Lisoi, he gave us a Torah made of three parts, Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. And he gave it to a nation of three parts, La'am T'lisoi, which is Koyanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim. And Rav Huttner explains that it's not just that Nevuah is a greater revelation of Hashem than is Ksuvim, but rather the definition of Nevuah is something that was ultimately written down, but it started off as being revealed. It was a drasha. It was a Nevuah that the Navi was given a mission. That's why it's also called Divrei Kabbalah. He was makabel, a mission, to go to the Bnei Yisrael and tell them the word of Hashem. So, and then only later was it written down for future generations, whereas Ksuvim was never given as an oral transmission to the Bnei Yisrael. It was given only to be written down. So that's why there are three divisions in the Torah. There's the Torah, Rav Huttner says, encompasses everything. The Torah encompasses Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That encompasses the revealed and the secret. Everything that there is in Torah is found in the Chamish Chumshei Torah, but then you have Nevuah, which is the more revealed part, and then you have Ksuvim, which is more the hidden part. And that's why the secrets of Mashiach are bedafke put into the more hidden part, which is the Ksuvim. Everybody should be zoiche to the Chag HaShvuah Zman Matan Torah Seinu.